It is 7 o'clock in the Rocky Mountain West. You are listening to KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver, around the world at kgnu.org. And coming up next is Schultegale, music from around the Celtic world. I'm Carl Cumley, very glad to join you. And this evening, we're starting off with a holiday vocal, really, from Great Big Sea called Come and I Will Sing You.
Come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you one note.
What will the one be?
One the one lives all alone, forevermore shall be. So come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you two. Oh,
what will the two be?
Two of them are little white babes, clothed all in green. Oh, one the one lives all alone, forevermore shall be. So come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you three. Oh,
what will the three be?
Three of them are drivers, two of them are little white babes, clothed all in green. Oh, one the one is all alone, forevermore shall be. So come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you four. Oh,
what will the four be?
Four gospel preachers, three of them are drivers, two of them are little white babes, clothed all in green. Oh, one the one is all alone, forevermore shall be. So come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you five. Oh,
what will the five be?
Five firemen under the bush, four gospel preachers, three of them are drivers, two of them are little white babes, clothed all in green. No one, the one lives all alone, forevermore shall be. So come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you six. Oh,
what will the six be?
Six of sick pallbearers, five firemen under the bush, four gospel preachers, three of them are drivers, two of them are little white babes, clothed all in green. No one, the one lives all alone, forevermore shall be. So come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you seven. No,
what will the seven be?
Seven senders under the sky, six pallbearers, five firemen under the bush, four gospel preachers, three of them are drivers, two of them are little white babes, clothed all in green. No, one the one lives all alone, forevermore shall be. So and come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you eight.
Oh, what will the eight be?
Seven senders under the sky, six pallbearers, five firemen under the bush, four gospel preachers, three of them are drivers, two of them are little white babes, clothed all in green. Oh, one the one lives all alone, forevermore shall be. So and come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you nine. Oh,
what will the nine be?
Nine bright-eyed shiners, eight Gabriel angels, seven senders under the sky, six pallbearers, five firemen under the bush, four gospel preachers, three of them are drivers, two of them are little white babes, clothed all in green. No, one the one lives all alone, forevermore shall be. So and come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you ten. No,
what will the ten be?
Ten Ten Commandments, nine bright-eyed shiners, eight Gabriel angels, seven senders under the sky, six pallbearers, five firemen under the bush, four gospel preachers, three of them are drivers, two of them are little white babes, clothed all in green. One the one lives all alone, forevermore shall be. So and come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you 11. No,
what will the 11 be?
11's 11 straight to heaven, ten commandments, nine bright-eyed shiners, eight Gabriel angels.
Support comes from Paramount Theater in downtown Denver, celebrating the 25th anniversary.
I'll sing you 12. Oh,
what will the 12 be?
12 apostles, 11 lemon straight to heaven, 10 commandments, 9 bright-eyed shiners, 8 Gabriel angels, 7 thunders under the sky, 6 pallbearers, 5 firemen under the bush, 4 gospel preachers, 3 of them are drivers, 2 of them are little white babes, told it all in green. Oh, one the one who's all alone forever, more shall be so. One the one who's all alone forever, more shall be so.
Flyers Aerial Dance presenting Café de Trois Amis, an evening of live music and aerial dance at the Derry Arts Center in Boulder. Three shows only, December 9th, 10th, and 11th. Featuring music by four-piece orchestra, Grande Orquesta Navarre. Tickets and more information at frequentflyers.org/events.
Thank you.
Support comes from Paramount Theater in downtown Denver, celebrating the 25th anniversary of the instrumental ensemble Jazz is Dead by honoring the 50th anniversary of the Grateful Dead's Wake of the Flood. Jazz is Dead on Sunday, January 15th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets at ParamountDenver.com.
shiver in the winter in this vale of tears. Finger through your silver, drink away your fears. Lean your head against the wall, sing yourself the blues. Have yourself a little cry, kissin' on your shoes. Oh, and God be good to anyone who is sleeping out tonight. Tuck them in and keep them warm, and don't turn out the light. Or stumble down a dirty street, your heart hung like a stone. 40 watts and lino stairs, a drunkard all alone. Head down on the pillow, face turned to the wall. Leave the night light burning, shining from the hall. Oh, and God be good to anyone who is sleeping out tonight. Tuck them in and keep them warm, and don't turn out the light. Got yourself a quiet doss, a roof above your head. While others walk the streets at night with neither home nor bed. Those streets are nipping at your heels, the future grim and bare. In a mumbled voice of 80 proof, you offer up a prayer. Oh, God be good to anyone is sleeping out tonight. Tuck them in and keep them warm, and don't turn out the light. Oh, and God be good to anyone who is sleeping out tonight. Tuck them in and keep them warm, and don't turn out the light.
Music from Mick Bolger there on vocals. It's Cole Cannon on KGNU. Athens Hotel, it's the title track from an album that I regret to say is almost 30 years old. Little Jack Frost by Kate Rusby before that. And music from the Chieftains, from A Chieftain's Irish Evening, a set of tunes. Omertu's Hornpipe, Sleeve Gel, Guana Fela, with Martin Fay on the fiddle, and the Wandering Minstrel. We let off the evening with Come and I Will Sing You. It's sort of like the 12 Days of Christmas, but with a Newfoundland Celtic flair. Bob Hallett on the vocals there. Good evening to you. My name is Carl Coomley. I'm delighted to be your host on this, the first Wednesday of the last month of 2022, and the last day of the first full week of 2022. So we are powering toward a brand new year. It's a very interesting time of year. It's our storytelling time. Of course, the Christmas holidays and the holidays, the Christmas or Yule season in many traditions is storytelling time, because the harvest is in, people are indoors, people huddle to stay warm, and it is storytelling time. So many of the songs are storytelling songs as well. And of course, Athens Hotel is one of those, a commentary on the life of the homeless or the underhoused. In Denver, believe it or not, Athens Hotel, Mick once told me, was a flop house in Denver before Larimer Square was a trendy place to go, before the 16th Street Mall, before Rhino, or any of the other rather exclusive places in the downtown area. It also is, in the Celtic tradition, the season of Yule. It is the time of the cold moon. Tonight is a full moon night. And it is that time when we start thinking about the shortest day of the year, which happens the winter solstice on December 20th and 21st. So it really is a time of consideration, a time of thinking about reflecting on the year past and looking forward to the year coming forward. And so we celebrate a little bit of that. We also celebrate being indoors and recognizing our shared need for shelter and for community. We're going to start off this next set with music from the time of King Henry VIII. As a matter of fact, a song written by that perhaps most famous of English monarchs, most infamous of English monarchs, as they say, the man who had six wives, now celebrated in the musical called Six, and we remember them by their fate, divorced, beheaded, died, divorced, beheaded, survived. And this is from a younger, less megalomaniac Henry VIII, when he was composing music on his own. Pastime with Good Company is the name of this, probably his best known composition, although he composed a number of dance tunes. And then it's followed with the Somerset Wassail. And we'll talk a little bit more about the tradition of wassail in the next break. But music also in this set from Lorena McKennett, from the Battlefield Band, and more. You are listening to Schultegale, Music of the Celtic World, on KGNU.
Joe the barman's cleared the boozer, he's made everybody leave. Just the band left in the corner, so Joe rolls up his sleeve. He's counting out our money, saying it's time to leave, I think. We said never mind the money, Joe, we'll take our wage and drink. And give us one more chorus and one more song, one more tune and then we'll be gone. It's early in the morning, we'll be leaving soon, and so give us one more song, then we'll go. Soon the tunes were fairly belting out, and songs were sung as well. But this was Joe's first day of work, he was in barman hell. says I'll get my jotters and you'll be barred for life. But the fiddler was the landlord and the banjo player's his wife. So give us one more chorus and one more song, one more tune and then we'll be gone. It's early in the morning, we'll be leaving soon, and so give us one more song, then we'll go. Next thing the doors flew open, it's a nil wind that blows, for there stood two policemen and everybody froze. Well, they marched up to our table, all menacing and slow, saying, play the mason's apron, that's the only tune we know. Streamed through the windows and it sparkled off the bar. We packed away our whistles, fiddles, keyboards and guitars. We moved out to the busy street, our headaches coming on. Then the piper said, it's opening time, let's all head for the Tron. And give us one more chorus and one more song, one more tune, and then we'll be gone. It's early in the morning, we'll be leaving soon, and so give us one more song, then we'll go. Give us one more chorus and one more song, one more tune, and then we'll be gone. It's early in the morning, we'll be leaving soon, and so give us one more song, then we'll go. Thank you.
shall until I die. Grudge who will let none deny. So God be pleased, this life will I. For my past dance, hunt, sing and dance, my heart is set. All goodly sport for my comfort, who shall me let? Youth will needs have dalliance of good or ill. Some past dance company may think it best all thoughts and fancies to digest. For idleness is chief mistress of vices all. Then who can say what past the day is best of all? Company is good or ill, but every man hath his free will. The best I sue, the worst eschew, my mind shall be. Virtue to use, vice to refuse, I shall use me.
Music there from Robin Williamson. First of all, King Henry VIII's Pastime with Good Company. We also heard in that set In Praise of Christmas from Drive the Cold Winter Away by Lorena McKennitt. One more chorus from the album Leaving Friday Harbor by the Battlefield Band, and the instrumental The Ale is Dear and the Glass of Beer from the album called Trad by Cole Cannon. Drinking is very much a part of winter celebrations, and particularly the Christmas and New Year's celebrations in the Western European tradition. And we heard that in The Ale is Dear, The Glass of Beer, one more chorus, which is set in a pub, a Pastime with Good Company, and the Somerset Wassail, and I wanted to say a little bit about the practice of wassailing, because it is an art form which has been largely replaced by caroling, and even caroling is now not as in vogue as it was 50 or 100 years ago. But wassailing, the word wassail, is a corruption of Norse vesheil, be healthy. And when you wassail someone, you are wishing for them to be healthy. And there was a great tradition celebrated in England, but in the Celtic countries as well, where you would go door to door and you would ask alms, or you would ask for a contribution, a silver coin, a tuppence, or something like that. And in exchange, you would sing to the health of the household and ask that blessings come to the household. And if you were turned away, obviously the household would not get your blessing. Wassail itself, the beverage, is, there are as many kinds of wassail as there are people who make it. The version that I'm most familiar with, that I make, is made with brandies or brandy and sherry, and it includes apples, a vat or a tub or a big bowl of wassail may have a dozen baked apples in it. It also includes a mixture of spices, cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, cloves. And in the version that I'm personally most familiar with, you add a beaten egg mixture, which when poured into the alcoholic beverage, bubbles up and creates a thick froth that's called lamb's wool on top of the wassail. And then you ladle it out into cups while it's still hot. And it's almost a meal in itself. It is not a beverage to be taken lightly. Other versions use different kinds of beer and ale and stout and porter. But if you are looking for something interesting and traditional to make for your holiday guests, go online and check out wassail. It's a noble tradition, and the singing that goes along with it is highly localized. There were wassails that were particular to different parts of the Celtic world and also to England and Wales. There's a Gloucester wassail, a Gower wassail, a Somerset wassail. And another part of the tradition, which is very much a part of the pagan Celtic roots of the tradition, is to go into the apple orchard and pour cider on the roots of apple trees and put toast on the branches of the apple trees so that the birds would have something to help them through the winter. And you would bless the apples and ask for the apple trees to bear so that there might be cider, so that more wassail could be made the next year. So ancient rituals going back probably to Neolithic times in Britain and Ireland. So we celebrate the wassail at this time of year, and it's a fascinating set of traditions, much lore, which can be learned without a great deal of research, but also fabulous stories about propitiating the apple orchards and drinking wassail and the blessings offered to the houses. And also a tradition from mostly Ireland about hunting the wren, a small bird, and killing the wren on the day after Christmas, St. Stephen's Day, and then going door to door to ask for alms for the funeral of the bird. Ancient tradition as well. And we'll hear a little bit about that in this next set, but wanted to share with you a little bit about the tradition of wassail and wassailing, and we will be back with more about children's traditions and hunting the wren in the next set after we hear this.
Support comes from Social Venture Partners of Boulder County, sharing the expertise and skills of partner members to help Boulder County nonprofit organizations build their capacity and deliver on their missions. Details on how to partner with Social Venture Partners can be found at socialventurepartnersbouldercounty.org.
Thank you for supporting eclectic, freeform music and award-winning local news and public affairs programming by making your contribution to KGNU on Colorado Gives Day. Your support makes what we do possible. Thank you.
When I was young, I had no sense. I bought a fiddle for 18 pence. The only tune that I could play was Over the Hills and Very Far Away. So early in the morning, so early in the morning, so early in the morning, before the break of day. When I was young, I had no sense.
Last summer, when we went home to Ireland, we threw a party for our little nieces and nephews, the children of the family. And they sang their children's songs and played their children's games. And we fell in love with our own childhood songs all over again. We're going to sing some of them for you now.
When I was young, I had no sense. I bought a fiddle for 18 pence. The only tune that I could play was Over the Hills and Very Far Away. So early in the morning, so early in the morning, so early in the morning, before the break of day.
One of the first songs that I can ever remember singing child was to a snail. In the mornings when they left those little silver trails behind them, we used to pick up snails and sing this song to them, try and coax them out of their shell and try and get them to put their horns out. Except we didn't call them snails, we called them shellicky bookies.
Shellicky, shellicky bookie, put out all your organs. All the ladies are coming to see ya.
Shellicky, shellicky bookie, put out all your organs. All the ladies are coming to see ya.
And then, and I was born and raised, thanks to God. First thing you're likely to hear when you've been rocked to sleep in the cradle would be something like, up the long ladder and down the short rope to hell with King Billy and God bless the Pope, but that didn't do a turn of a tour or some of the hell he's ever written you.
There was a song that we used to sing about the sea, and like the snail became the shellicky bookie. The sea was called the Illy Ally O.
There's a big ship sailing on the Illy Ally O, the Illy Ally O, the Illy Ally O. There's a big ship sailing on the Illy Ally O. Hi ho, the Illy Ally O. There's a big ship sailing, rocking on the sea, a rocking on the sea, a rocking on the sea. There's a big ship sailing, rocking on the sea. Hi ho, rockin' on the sea. There's a big ship sailing back again, back again, back again. There's a big ship sailing back again. Hi ho, back again. Hi ho, back again.
In the town where we were bread and butters, as they say, was about 20 miles from the sea, and there was a river flowed right through the town. And on summer evenings, when you had those high tides and the river was swollen, sounds were carried very clearly from one bank to another. And as children were playing on lovely sounding places like Ash Park, Ballylinch, and the Well Field, you might hear something like this on a summer's evening echoing across the high tide.
Ahem, ahem, me mother has gone to church. She told me not to play with you because you're in the dirt. It isn't because you're dirty, it isn't because you're clean, it's because you have the whooping cough and eat margarine.
That's the low price bread.
Wallflowers growing up so high. He had the measles, he'll never, never die. Call to Paddy Clancy's house, he has no relations. He may tick and tack and turn his back and kiss the congregation. Wallflowers, wallflowers growing up so high. He had the measles, he'll never, never die. Call to Tommy Makem's house, he has no relations. He may tick and tack and turn his back and kiss the congregation. Mary the money, she's getting so funny, she won't be left out to St. Patrick's Day. She's sparing the brass for to buy a jackass for to bring her to Mass on Sunday.
Frosty weather, snowy weather, when the wind blows, we all go together.
Frosty weather, snowy weather, when the wind blows, we all go together.
There was a man of double deed who sowed his garden full of seed. When the seed began to grow, 'twas like a garden full of snow. When the snow began to fall, like birds it was upon the wall. When the birds began to fly, 'twas like a shipwreck in the sky. And when the sky began to crack, 'twas like a stick upon my back. And when my back began to smart, 'twas like a penknife in my heart. And when my heart began to bleed, then I was dead and dead indeed.
Those were the sort of gruesome things that we used to come up with as children. And on cold, frosty nights, when you'd build a big fire at home, you'd start telling ghost stories about the banshee and things like that. But children can be very cruel, you know. And we used to do a very cruel thing coming on towards Christmas. We used to go out with big novelty sticks out through the fields and kill a little bird called the wren, harmless little thing. And we put the corpse in the middle of a holly bush. And we decorated with the ribbons and colored papers and things like that. And then on the day after Christmas, on St. Stephen's Day, we'd blacken our faces and dress up in women's clothes and all sorts of mad things. And go around from door to door singing this song and collecting money for the funeral. And the song that we sang as we went around from door to door was called the Wren Song.
The Wren, the king of all birds, since Stephen's day was cutting up birds. Although he was little, his honor was great. Jump up, me lads, and give us a treat. As I was going to kill an all, I met a Wren upon the wall. Up and he wattled and knocked him down and brought him into Carrigtown.
Crawling, rolling, where's your nest? Is in the bush that I love best. In the tree, the holly tree, where all the boys do follow me.
Up with a kettle and down with a pan, and give us a penny to bury the Wren.
Follow the Wren 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more. Follow the Wren 3 miles or more, at 6 o'clock in the morning.
We have a little box on the mayan, on the mayan, on the mayan. We have a little box on the mayan, a penny or tokens and do it no harm. Mrs. Lansing's a very good woman, a very good woman, a very good woman. Mrs. Clancy's a very good woman. She gave us a penny to bury the Wren.
Penny to bury the Wren, Mrs. Clancy.
Never really sounded like that now on St. Stephen's Day. When you'd wake up in the cold, grey, wet dawn of Ireland on St. Stephen's Day, you'd hear all the different groups of Wren boys, some of them singing it as fast as they possibly could to get from one door to another to get more money. But then there was always the ethnic folk types. Sang it slowly and deliberately. They never made any money, of course. But they ended up in Carnegie Hall. You should hear the conglomeration of voices in the street below. And it all sounded garbled and sounded like this.
We had a carol that was sort of particular to that part of the country for that time of the year. And it went up the long ladder and down the short rope to hell with King Billy and God bless the Pope. That the new will tear him in two and send him to hell with his red, white, and blue.
Some say the devil's dead, some say he's hardly. Some say the devil's dead and buried in Killarney. More say he rose again, more say he rose again, more say he rose again, and joined the British Army.
Soldiers.
Yes, we're ready for a war, for we are the Irish. Yes, we're ready for a war, for we are the Irish soldiers.
Now we only have one eye, for we are the English. Now we only have one eye, for we are the English soldiers.
Though we have no eyes at all, for we are the Irish. Though we have no eyes at all, for we're the Irish soldiers.
Now we only have one arm, for we are the English. Now we only have one arm, for we are the English soldiers.
Though we have no arms at all, for we are the Irish. No, we have no arms at all, for we are the Irish soldiers.
Now we only have one.
We'll go ahead at this point and leave the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem with their children's melody, recorded at Carnegie Hall, and the stories of the Wren Boys. We're coming up on the 8 o'clock hour in the Rocky Mountain West. You're listening to KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. I'm Carl Cumley, wishing you the very best for your holiday season. Take good care. Musica Mundi is up next.
KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver.
Support comes from Paramount Theater in downtown Denver, celebrating the 25th anniversary of the instrumental ensemble Jazz is Dead by honoring the 50th anniversary of the Grateful Dead's Wake of the Flood. Jazz is Dead on Sunday, January 15th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets at ParamountDenver.com.
Thank you for tuning in to KGNU. My name is Mariah. The show is Musica Mundi. Hope you'll stay tuned for 2 hours of highly eclectic global music. Enjoy.
I'm not.